It's Weekend Edition Sunday here on Public Radio, WVTF, and time once again for our veggie chef to pay her weekly visit. And Andrea Mattioni Willis is here with something that she says is just so easy and simple. Prove it to me.
Well, this is going to be pretty easy. I think even you could do it, Jeff.
Wow.
Well, actually, let me backtrack a little. The most requested recipe of last year, which I created this time last year, January 7th, I believe, was a vegetable polenta casserole.
Right. I remember that.
Well, as we mentioned just a few weeks ago when we talked about the most popular things of 2011, I started craving polenta again after we talked about it. However, I thought, as you mentioned, I would create a much easier baked polenta that required far fewer ingredients and hardly any prep time.
Well, good.
This recipe is only 4 ingredients, Jeff.
4?
But it can easily be, more can be added if somebody wants to.
Oh, okay. So you could customize this.
Oh, yes. This is just the basic.
Okay.
And I'm calling it lazy layered polenta.
I like that.
Okay. And no need for anybody to write any of this down. It'll be on the WVTF and Radio IQ Facebook page and the website shortly thereafter.
Okay.
So all you need is 1 18-ounce plain polenta log. When I say log, it's just the prepared polenta that you can find in the Italian section in many supermarkets. 1 cup of organic Boca meatless crumbles, thawed. 1.5 cups of shredded mozzarella, 1.5 cups of marinara. Those are your 4 ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have everything, you can mash the polenta in a bowl. So get it out of that log form. Press half the polenta into the bottom of a nonstick 8.5-inch bread pan. Spread all the veggie crumbles on top of the polenta, followed by half of the sauce and then half of the cheese. Cover this with the rest of the polenta, spreading it evenly, and then follow with the remaining sauce. Cover with aluminum foil and bake at 400 degrees for 35 minutes. And while this is baking, you could go off and make your salad or, you know, get a dessert ready if you choose, or just put your feet up. And then after your 35 minutes are up, remove the foil and top with the remaining cheese. Bake uncovered for another 5 minutes just to get your cheese on top all melted. The layers of this dish will not hold up like a lasagna would due to the nature of the ingredients. But what this entree is going to lack in uniformity, it makes up for in delicious, just hearty goodness.
Right.
And as I mentioned, it can be kept simple or be altered using additional items like mushrooms, olives, or even something spicy like red pepper flakes. It's entirely up to you.
Okay. So you can kind of make it your own depending on your mood.
Or, you know, how lazy or how energetic you want to be with the recipe.
Yeah, I'll stick with lazy.
You think you could do this, Jeff?
I actually think I could.
I'm
not going to make a pledge that I'll try it, but if I do, I will report back to you.
Please do. And if anybody has questions about this recipe or wants me to email them a copy of it, I can be emailed at wvtfveggie@gmail.com.